Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And the little topic we want to take is, I titled it, Why the Virgin Birth? Why the virgin birth? Why the virgin birth? A lot of Christians supposedly are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. The emphasis is that a Messiah has been born. The Savior of the world has been born. In fulfillment of prophecies in the Bible. Now, and everywhere you go, there is the emphasis of how he was born. He was born by the virgin birth. You see, when we do Bible study in Bride Assembly, we try to go a little deeper from the general things we've been hearing over and over and over the years. For instance, we hear everybody quotes John 3 and verse 3 and verse 5, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of the Spirit and of water, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And everybody knows you must be born again, you must be born again, you must be born again, you must be born again. But I have not in all my Christian life, though not too long ago, but since 1989 I gave my life to Christ, and I have tried to read, I study a lot, I have not been able to see anybody that explain why we must be born again. You see? Yeah, we copy the Bible, we repeat the Bible, we recite the Bible. You must be born again, you must be born. Are you born again? Are you born again? Are you born again? And the truth is, until you know why you must be born again, you will not ensure that you are born again. You see? And I have preached that message entitled, Why You Must Be Born Again. That takes us to the doctrine of the serpent seed and what has reduced man to what we are today. The nature has been corrupted. So the new birth is to restore that corrupted nature. Okay? The same thing also. He was born by the Virgin Mary. He came by the virgin birth. But why did he not come through any other means? But he chose to come by the virgin birth. That's what we just look at very briefly. Now there is a key there in verse 14 of Isaiah chapter 7 where we read. The key there is the first statement there. It said, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. A sign. The virgin birth was a sign. That is the emphasis. The virgin birth was a sign. Now, what is the meaning of a sign? I tried to look at it in a dictionary, and I picked two meanings there that give us a picture of what we want to look at. The first one says, a sign is a gesture or motion of the hand, the head, etc., serving to convey an intimation or to communicate some idea. And the second meaning says, it's a mark or device having some special meaning or import attached to it, or serving to distinguish the thing on which it is put. When you say, this is a sign, a sign. A sign is a gesture, that is, or a motion with the hand. If I do like this, this is a sign. This is a sign. If you are looking at me, praise the Lord, you know that it's a gesture or a motion of the hand. It can be the head. You know, like this, it also means something. If you just, you know, move your head like that. It's a gesture. It's a sign. Praise the Lord. And it is serving to convey, or it is an intimation, or to communicate some idea. That is what that sign is. Or the second meaning is a mark or a device. A mark, something you put a mark, like the road marks. Having some special meaning or import attached to it, or serving to distinguish the thing on which it is put. And when we speak about gesture now, which is the sign of the birth, of the virgin birth. A virgin shall conceive. And he said it is a sign. And I want you to quickly note that Pastor Thomas tried to read the preceding verses that preceded this verse 14. And we saw the story of the attack of Israel. When we see the confederation of the Syrians with them of Samaria. They're coming to fight against Israel. And of course, that confederation shall not stand. Praise the Lord. Now, but watch it. In between there, he then said, I will give you a sign. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Now watch it. You now know that that verse was not referring to the Syrians at that time. Because the sign did not occur at that time. That after that prophecy, it took 700 years before the virgin conceived. Therefore, that sign was not momentarily for them at that time. It was a sign for the whole world. It was not just for them there, because they never even lived to see that sign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why, and we are the ones that have benefited from that sign. So we are the ones that should talk about that sign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, the sign of the virgin birth was a gesture. What is a gesture? A gesture or motion of the hand or head. And we see that in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1, where he says, who will believe our report? And to whom is the hand of the Lord, the arm of the Lord, revealed? What is the arm of the Lord? There was a gesture from God. There was a sign from God that offered something. If I hold something in my hand, I close my hand, and I stretch it forth, without me saying take, everybody knows if I do like this, it means take. Am I correct? That is if you are not blind. But if you are blind, no matter how I stretch forth, you will not see it. Therefore, even that sign was not for everybody. Amen. Amen. Because before that sign came forth, some people were blinded. That's why they could not see that sign, that gesture. For God so loved the world that he did what? He stretched forth his hand. He gave. It was a sign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it was the offer for redemption of mankind. Not just the redemption of Israel, but for the whole world. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And only those it was meant for that will understand. Because it is given in symbol. It is a sign. Sign, from there we have symbol from a sign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and this will be his identity. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He shall be called the Mighty God. And that is the sign. Now, it says that it is a mark or a device having some special meaning. That is the meaning of sign. Having a special meaning. A special meaning there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Christianity or the whole world itself, from immediately man fell in the Garden of Eden. Listen, church. Immediately man fell in the Garden of Eden, God himself ignited the process or the agenda, the program for the restoration of man. This is where a lot of Christians miss it. Immediately, church, listen. This will help you to go and study. Christianity is not about just I give my life to Christ and I become good. It's more than that. Why did he have to come by a virgin birth? That's what we're trying to look at. First, he said it is a sign. Now, God was going to do a new creation. Hallelujah. First and foremost, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's look at the sign of who Jesus is. Before the virgin birth, we discover that in Luke chapter 1, amen, verse 37, after the angel told Mary how she would give birth to a child, Mary told her, I don't know a man. I am still a virgin. How will I be pregnant? And the angel said, the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you and you will be pregnant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that child that you bring forth shall be called the Son of the Highest. Shall be called the Son of God. And he added in verse 37, he said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Number one sign of that virgin birth is to demonstrate that God can do all things. A sign is to cause an attraction. And each time God is about to cause an attraction, he will do a miracle. Something that is impossible before human beings, unthought of. So that it will be an attraction. To say, what is happening? What is an attraction? An attraction is a pool for people to come and see what is happening. God is about to turn to another leaf in his program for redemption. And so he will want an attention. That is why he had to do something that has never been known before. That a woman that has never met a man will bring forth a child. That is a sign of the next move of God. He's about to do another move now. In his program for redemption of mankind. And he did it by a miracle. That is the first sign we see there. And this child that is coming forth, he is going to be a sacrificial lamb. If he's going to be a sacrificial lamb, John chapter 1 verse 29, John the Baptist looked at him in his crusade ground and shouted when he saw the sign that God gave him upon him. Whosoever you see the Spirit of God descending upon him like a dove, he said, he is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the earth, of the world. He shouted, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And if he is a lamb, then are lambs born in hospitals? are lambs born in the palace? Where are lambs born? In a manger. Oh, glory be to God. You see, why he was born in a manger? God himself arranged it. Why? Because the birth of Jesus Christ is a sign for something. That's why the Savior of mankind was not coming as a king. He would have been born in the king's palace. But he was coming as a lamb. Therefore, he will be born where goats and sheep are kept. No accommodation anywhere. God made sure. You see, when I say, I am sure, Joseph and Mary will not know why everywhere they went was fully booked. Friends could not even take them in their homes. God made sure. Church, he called us to fulfill his own program. We are called according to his purpose. That's why I say, we must be spiritual enough to see that once you know you are in the perfect will of God, anything that happens is leading you to fulfill a purpose in your life. It's a sign. It's a fulfillment of something. It's moving you to somewhere. Whatever it is, God is not obligated to explain. He will never tell Joseph why his brothers hated him like that. If they don't hate him, they will not push him to his destiny. A sign at a junction of time that he's about to do a new thing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he causes the attraction to come. And he begins to do prophetic action to let you know the extent of that sign, that the King of Glory, amen, blessed be the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was born among the shepherds in a manger. Ha! Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another reason, another sign, that special meaning of that sign, blessed be the name of the Lord, is that God came by that virgin birth to bypass the curse that was on Adam and all the Adamic race. The life that the seed of life, the seed of life that comes out between a husband and a wife, it comes from the male. And then the incubator is the womb of the woman. But the life comes from the man. That is why it is the man that determines whether it is male or female. Brother, do you understand me? If your wife, they born only woman, now they give her only woman. I hope we know that. And because of that, all the Adamic race, everyone that comes by the instrumentality of a man and a woman, you carry the curse that has reduced us to what we are. We inherited it from our father Adam. And remember the kinsman redeemer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The law for redemption. The law for redemption. And I have told you the meaning of redeem. Redeem. Eh? To buy back what was yours, but you lost it. You cannot redeem what was not originally yours. That is the meaning of redeem. I am redeemed. It means I belong to God. Something happened and he lost me to Satan. But the law expects that before I can come back, there is a process. It is a law he gave Israel, and it is that law he was given to speak of the redemption of mankind. One of the law is that one of its conditions for you to qualify to redeem anything of yours that was lost is that, number one, you must not be in bondage yourself. You must be free. And no man was free. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us carried that curse. So no man was qualified to redeem fellow man from the hand of Satan. Therefore, God had to produce a man that will bypass that curse. That is why he came and by himself created that cell in the womb of that virgin. And why? Well, he said, why must it be a virgin? It has to be a virgin because a woman that has had sex is also already polluted by the process of that same curse. Because remember, it was a sexual sin that reduced us to what we are today.